It's the How's This Good for Anybody podcast, starring Rich DiPellantino, Steve Yardumian, and Tommy Leahy.
You are, and you're a good, talker. You know what I mean?
You know, Rich, your nose is very big.
Wow, you're starting to sound like that?
Yeah.
Way to suck up to the host.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, yeah, sure. I like a girl with a good nose.
Okay, what does that have to do with my nose? So you're trying to say that you like, you find me attractive as a woman? Is that what you're saying?
As a woman, yeah.
As a woman, I find you as a woman, as a man woman. To be attractive to me,
the stats as a man. The stats that you have, as
like if we put a wig on you, you might be attractive.
I actually don't disagree with that.
I think you would be attractive. Actually,
I would have to play the shave.
I would be,
but clean shaven, put a wig on me.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
You got the eyes.
Are you saying that you as a woman, find him attractive, or if him as a woman, you find attractive?
If he was a woman,
it's all about
his nose would be very attractive.
As a woman, I find him attractive.
See, punctuation was all about.
It's true.
So,
oh gosh.
Okay. So you like? Let me get something clear here. You like women with big noses.
Attractive noses. Noses.
But you're saying my nose is attractive? No, it is big.
It is attractive. It is. Yeah. Exactly.
Women
yeah.
can have cute noses.
Is that something that you might put in a Craigslist ad?
What I like that one.
What?
Wow, you're transitioning. It's on point.
That was really good.
Yeah, I like that.
That was a good
one. You're like made for a podcast.
He's reached final form.
He is.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we could segue into that if you want. I mean,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Craigslists. So I'm really curious about this.
Oh, man.
Craigslist dating.
Yes. So I was turned on to this.
As opposed to eHarmony. Literally.
You were turned on?
As opposed to eHarmony, guys. If you're going to date... You want to search for Craigslist dating, but not any kind of dating. Philadelphia activity partners in Craigslist.
Huh.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Activity partners.
Let me read off some of the things that people are looking for on Craigslist. Okay. First
Please
one.
Please do.
Looking for female companionship. Okay.
That's pretty normal.
I mean, that's yeah.
Cool.
Totally
that's
fine,
pretty
right?
chill.
Absolutely.
Heard of that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sounds familiar.
Now we're gonna start moving to.
I know this guy.
That's a Steve.
Now we're gonna move into.
Sounds like my ad actually.
Now we're going to move into full figure woman activity. What might that entail?
Woman activity.
Let's click on it. I'm interested. Seeking a big girl for wrestling activities. I'm a big guy looking for a challenger. Great opportunity. Email your stats. Okay?
What?
Is this UFC? is this like, I need somebody to wrestle and it needs to be of the opposite sex.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's that. Okay, now we're going to move into something else. This guy said Disney Plus and chill. That's kind of funny because it's a play on Netflix.
Kind of like, because it's funny because it's like Netflix and chill.
Yeah, it's 2021 now. So like, it's the new version of it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Now, here we go. All right. So let's move into something a little more intense, right? So we got Lansdale Lovely Ladies. All right. Mid-40s male here hanging out. Any female want to relax and chill, maybe even laugh. Does this stuff work?
I think that's our ad for this podcast.
Oh, shoot. You're right. Dang it. I mean, never forget about that one.
Yeah.
Does he want?
He wants...
Mid-40s. It's multiple women is what it said, right?
Oh, yeah. So Lansdale, lovely ladies.
And Lansdale.
Yeah.
Yes. So I suppose... that this means that he's a mid-40s male here hanging out. That's what he says. Mid-40s male here hanging out.
At my mom's house.
I mean, in the basement.
Yeah. Any female want to relax and chill? Question mark. Maybe even laugh?
Wow.
I mean, that just sounds too good to be true, right?
He can't be serious.
That's like Shrek, like, you know, princess in the tower, dragon defending...
Yeah. Yeah,
it just feels like this guy is gung ho about having women come hang out with him.
Yeah,
yeah,
and him just chilling.
and maybe laugh.
That's what I was gonna say. I was and maybe if you don't want to laugh, that's okay.
I mean, do you guys think that's an option? Is that really necessary to laugh? I mean, can you just They together.
You just look at each other.
You just like
stare.
Yeah. Skip past the middle man. Souls.
Oh, which by the way, like, so okay, I don't know. This is, we're gonna take a left turn here. Have you guys heard this? If you like stare at someone in the eyes for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like falling in love with them.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have heard that there's something about. I even heard like a scientific discussion on this before, where like they talk about like you're like peering into their soul or something.
Yeah,
mm. With that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
This is a really deep.
Rich, you yeah. want to try it?
4 minutes of silence on a podcast. The audio medium would be great for that. Yeah. Just dead air. We're staring at
each other. How do you measure that though? Like what? How do you? Yeah,
by the foot.
What do you mean?
Awesome. It's like a fruit roll up, but I'm staring at my dad.
Subway foot long.
Yeah.
We finally understand.
Like, I would like a before and after, like staring into someone's eyes for 3 minutes.
Yeah. Know? What's the yeah. measurement for that? Like, I'm picturing them having like a, yeah. like graphs and stuff, and like measuring all like, you know, like an EKG type.
You're
thing.
Right.
Like,
oh, stuff shoot, in your brain.
The activity. Like,
is yeah. it like empathy? Is it like attractive? Is it what?
So what, you hook each other up to a lie detector test? Is that the idea?
Maybe more intense.
No, that's how most marriages like, stay together.
It's more of understanding.
Oh, that's right.
No, it's more yeah. of understanding that person oh, that you're no. looking in the eyes. Steve, I'm well, talking.
Sorry.
I it's was more, when Tommy. You're staring at someone for those 3 minutes, you're really
hey, Tommy,
understanding.
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
I love Jen. Hey, Rich.
I'm out. I'm out. All right, I'm out, guys.
Yo, really stop interrupting us. This happened 2 weeks ago, and I'm...
It's funny, Alex wasn't here to interrupt them.
I'm going
to
lose it.
Alex, sorry.
I'm sure Steve's going to.
We got to take better care of our own.
We do. Yeah. You're right. Because yeah. we want people to actually be on this podcast in the future, too. You know, yeah. Not that we have like five
If you or your mom, them. Or maybe your neighbor, or your cousin wait. Kenny,
Alex.
Your dog.
Yeah, it's true.
Wait, what were
yeah.
you saying about after 3 minutes?
Oh, yeah. What were you talking what? About?
What's your name? Sorry.
My God.
Can we go around and say names? I got really lost.
Say, how long did we
in your occupation?
Yeah, how long did we record right? here for?
Occupation, your gender. Your age.
How tall are you?
Your name.
Now, what were you saying?
What were you yeah. saying?
So,
before you were rudely interrupted.
Yeah.
I know.
This is a good podcast.
The thing is, though, is I get interrupted all the time, so I strive in getting interrupted, so it's totally fine. So, I was talking about how you look into someone's eyes for 3 minutes and really realize their intuition.
Was it you that brought this up? Because I really feel like it was Steve that brought this up.
Intuition. What do you mean
about the staring in the eyes thing?
I did bring it
yeah,
up,
but he yeah. just tried to make it seem like you, like he brought it up.
Yeah,
no, no,
you noticed I'm, that, right?
I'm, okay. I'm just like, I really, wasn't really I'm, no, I'm just a really good guest, and I'm able to strive off of your topics that you guys have. Wow. So, wow. I'm going for the I'm going the MVP guest.
What's
I'm
your
gonna,
name again?
And
no, we should probably introduce ourselves.
Well, that's what the beginning Again? Of the podcast is for, where yeah, we have that really great announcer that does it.
Yeah.
You know? But I guess we could introduce our guest.
I would introduce our guest, please.
Right. Yeah.
Introduce.
Yeah. Say cool. say some things about him, too.
I'll say some things about
yeah, we'll
him.
Yeah, let's talk around, and we'll say one thing about Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, say one nice thing, you know?
Yeah, we'll say one nice thing. Okay. Tommy, you
maybe
start.
One mean thing. Maybe one medium thing.
We'll be really nice.
It's like a Goldilocks, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll be really nice.
Goldilocks situation.
We'll go counter. We'll go clockwise.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to need your name real quick.
What is your name? That's a very good question.
All right.
Okay, Phil. All right.
All right, so Alex is our guest today.
Alex Gideon.
I know Alex. We do some volunteering with the youths. Different age ranges, of course. But, yep. I mean, I don't know you super well. I do know that you honor your bladder... as it were one of your own children. I mean, you really protect your bladder from being too full. And I appreciate that
I
about you.
I respect it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the most coddled things in all of humanity is the human bladder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That and the human anus are
oh my
the
God.
Most coddled things.
No. Oh, Dwight says that. That's yeah. right. Yes.
Reply that toilet paper.
Okay. We've lost Rich.
So now I think Alex says something about himself.
No, no, I'll say something nice since Rich is going to take a little
He's
bit
He's occupied
to the
right now.
You know, Alex is a formidable foe. Alex is, you know, I would consider you an archenemy. And really, you
in
know.
In a friendly way. Yeah.
In a friendly way. Did I say that? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll go with that. Yeah. No. Alex is a good dude. We have many a late night conversation, and I consider you. I consider you better than Rich, actually, some days.
In what way?
Clip it.
What?
Clip it.
In what way?
Always.
So, Alex,
you want to top that? Or?
Yeah. I'm gonna follow through.
Dude, I love being a guest here. It's
so great.
We
just lavish compliments upon you.
That never happens.
Alex, getting
it's better than a cake.
You.
I don't like cake.
Well, Alex is our guest today. I'm speaking, and you know, so Alex is our guest today. And you know, the reason we had him on this podcast. Excuse me, I'm going through puberty. Is because you know the thing about you, Alex, is that you have this whole thing about the way that you are and the way that you believe, the way that you do things, and that I think that it's something that is it's really evident in what you do.
You know, Rich just starts talking sometimes. He doesn't know where he's going to go with it. But yeah. He eventually gets there.
So for that, I thank you.
I feel like he tries to figure out what he's saying on the spot. And he has no idea what he's going to say a second before he's
I know
say
why
it.
You think that. But that was actually planned. I was thinking last night before I fell asleep. I was cuddling my wife. And I was thinking.
You were thinking about me while you're cutting your wife?
It's actually a common occurrence. That's and I was thinking about weird. How can
Steve
I.
Steve said he had a lot of late night talks with you, too. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys aren't.
I was not cuddling.
Well, nobody's innocent in this town.
So. I mean, I guess that's how people get to know me is late at night. So I guess me and Tommy need to talk late at night. And,
There
you go. Yeah.
Complete the ensemble right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's, but yeah, man, I just want to thank you for all those things because that's why you're here. And I want you to know that you aren't here because, like, we don't want you here. You're here because we.
I was forced.
We really.
Because we forced you at so, the threat of your life.
So the summary of what you're saying, Rich, is what? What does that mean?
If I just summarize everything I just said?
Yeah, if I was an idiot, what would that be?
If I was 5 years old.
Yeah, if I was five, explain to me it like I'm five. Yeah.
So I would say if I was summing it all up. Is that Alex? You are a human being that really has all the qualities of a human. Like if I have you under the microscope, you are a human being.
He's got like a gusto, a little bit of Swami,
a little Sauvignon Blanc,
Sure.
We could go that
Shiraz.
Route.
Yeah, we could go that route
for sure.
Milieu.
Yeah, if you will. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Like the great wines of France.
Yeah.
Yeah. They age well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He ages like a fine wine. You age well. I think we've made him. Have we made you cry at this?
I'm actually tearing up right now.
You're tearing up.
You guys are like, this makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
So, Alex, introduce yourself and say something about us.
So.
You're forced to.
Yeah. So, my name's Alex.
Yeah, what is your...
So, I'm a dude.
She's a dude.
She's a dude.
Everyone's a dude. You
know, everyone's a dude.
He, him.
Nice.
You. Actually, I'll go with you. Like, hey, you. Mm. So, you is my...
That's what you identify as?
Yep, you.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, just say you. Yeah, and I'm a person that's here. And I appreciate you guys.
You know, I said that 2 weeks ago. I don't think you get to take that from me.
What?
That I'm just a person that's here. That's
oh
present.
Yeah, that's how you introduce yourself.
I introduce myself that way. You can't take that from me.
Oh, so what you're saying is he's a hack. Like he stole what you.
You're an imposter.
I am.
What are you doing here anyway?
Are you trying to steal the Declaration of Independence?
I already did.
Are you Nicolas Cage?
Twice.
Twice.
Gosh, the special effects in that movie.
And what movie? I already forgot what you're talking about.
National Treasure.
National Treasure?
Oh. No, I was kidding. I don't even know that if there looked are like the National
I don't think
in that
it was.
Movie.
That looked like the Declaration of Independence. I blew me away. I was like, that's the Declaration of Independence. You can't tell me it's not.
Yeah,
it's
a typical Nicolas Cage movie.
You have that in the back of your car all the time.
Absolutely.
That you just get out and look at.
Yep, I'm like, oh, this is Declaration. I can't believe it. I declare that this is independence.
Yeah.
But
so, Alex.
Good stuff.
Wait, should we go back? I feel like we got to go back to the Craigslist dating thing.
Oh, yeah, we didn't really touch on that.
We're going to go back on that? Okay.
Yeah, let's go back.
Yeah, let's circle back.
Because I
we don't want to go with the natural flow of things.
No, yeah. But I'm so curious, though.
That wouldn't be good.
So, well, okay, so the question is what is the advantage of being on Craigslist than eHarmony or Christian Mingle? Let's talk about that.
Well, or let's take it a step lower. Let's go down to Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, too.
Well, no. No, because this brings up a good point, because on Craigslist, it looks like it runs the gamut, right? Like, it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Whereas each of those apps tries to accomplish something different, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, eHarmony and Christian Mingle being at the, you know, upper crust of trying to get people lifelong companionship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whereas, sure, you know, Tinder, it might be like, you know, 23 minutes worth of companionship.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe drinks. I don't even know. But,
well, here's the thing, too. Like, this that I'm looking at, this ranges from, I don't even know, I thought I was kind of up to date and all these things. I don't know what MWM for MWF stands for. This says, late 30s MWN seeks MWF to find what's been lost. Fun, friendship, passion, love and
lust. It's like Omegle when you say M15. It's like, I don't even know what that was when I first joined Mingle. And people like, M15... U.S. I'm like, what
is it looking for a male that's 15 years old?
That means you're male, you're 15.
Is that ASL? Yeah.
And you live in the United States.
But what is MWM?
From the AIM.
Or ASL.
From AIM days.
So I was thinking
AOL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe man, woman, man's maybe like a three thing.
Yeah.
But what's MWF, though?
It's a man working firmly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or faithfully,
yeah.
Or...
Oh, yeah. Man working faithfully.
Got you. Perfect. So we're looking for a man, a woman, and a man for men working faithfully.
All of them working faithfully.
Yeah. But here's the problem. Then you move right down from this.
Hardworking guys post on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here's a great one. You can't handle this in all capitals.
Yo.
Let myself to enlighten players pertaining to easy floozy.
What the?
My gosh.
COM,
I don't
that
know if
permit
we include
you
that language on
so we'll get enough babes trouble free. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Keep reading and therefore search for a lady to suit now. Stumbled upon a localized chick in Philadelphia.
Chicken?
There you go, guys.
A chick.
Chicken?
No.
I heard chicken.
You can't handle this. You can't even handle what he's saying because we don't know what he's saying.
Honey mustard?
I don't know.
But then it moves into just random stuff like spandex suits and sauna suits. There was one the other day I was looking at. Was talking about how
sorry,
they have
to move this down.
Wow.
Okay, we're good. there was tension filled.
Okay, there was one the other day where this guy was talking about
cut that one out.
How he has a whole latex bodysuit with a vacuum.
That's
and
not a good idea.
Wants somebody to do it, and he has an air hole to breathe out of.
No.
Like that's what they're into, man.
No.
So that, and I wouldn't
Rich,
know.
No.
But here's the deal, okay?
I think that this guy's just interested in scuba, and we're getting the wrong idea.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. You're right, man. But here's the deal. If you're into that stuff, all right, cool. I don't want to alienate too many of our listeners yet because we're just getting started.
And that's probably the majority of our listeners.
I mean,
sure.
I was going to say, demographically, that might not be accurate as to just listening to this podcast.
But would you actually go to somebody who has that, you know, that like in life from Craigslist?
Mm.
No pictures.
No.
It's just writing. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for somebody to suck the air out of my latex suit while I'm in it.
If I was looking for a guy on Craigslist, if I was looking for a guy on Craigslist,
why
is that? That'd be kind of something similar that I'd be looking for. You know, that is very good traits that I'd be looking for a guy as.
What do you consider very good traits?
Yeah,
as a
buddy.
Why?
No, this is a very honest, faithful, working man.
As long as he's faithful.
He's very honest about the latex situation.
But I got this one thing.
That's a good characteristic.
There's a trade-off all the time. There's always a catch.
It's always
that's a good characteristic for me for a guy in the description. Like, I'm kind of jealous. I should have put that in my...
like Christian Mingle or something.
Christian Mingle, yeah. I'm kind of jealous.
Now, speaking of you, by the way, we need to discuss something.
It's a good joke, Alex. I got it.
It was all right. Oh, yeah. Do the drum thing. So
I'm so glad someone got it.
Here's something we need to discuss. All right. Corning. Go.
That's a big. Oh my
gosh. Go.
What is corning?
You just went. We had another topic we were going to get to before that.
Mm-mm. Okay. Oh, that's right. We did.
Yeah, we did.
That's right. We could pretend like I didn't say that.
Yeah.
And roll it back.
Can I cut that out?
Oh, no. Yeah. Let's go. I mean, we can cycle around.
I like what Tommy said.
Okay. Let's cycle around.
Let's cycle around.
Yeah. There's no podcasts are like
what
like
in this. The heck around. Is corning?
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Go.
So, corning is a worldwide meaning. If you Google
it's not.
It
Rich,
is.
How's
it
your is. Day going, buddy?
It's going good. I've had actually a very
you
good
guys are the worst podcast I've ever met in my life.
Excuse me.
No, go ahead. Continue.
I had a good day today. You know, like, I got a lot of work done.
Yeah.
And it was raining out, so it wasn't too great to be outside or whatever, but I was at home doing work.
Put the milk back in the fridge. You know,
It was one of those kind of days for sure. Yeah. I know. I wiped down some things. I did some laundry in between my work and stuff. And it was a good day, man. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, the laundry thing I relate to emotionally, not so much physically, but metaphysically.
Not physically.
Therapeutically.
Sorry.
Geographically.
Hey, sorry, buddy. You were...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So corning. Go ahead, man. Corning. So talk to us about the worldwide phenomenon that is corning.
Matthew.
Oh, we're talking about me now? Or still talking about your laundry and...
It's Alex.
Okay, go back to worldwide meaning of corning.
Okay, so corning is this fantastic thing you do.
What? Go ahead, man. Okay, nobody's stopping you.
No, it's a fantastic thing you do.
Yeah, a fantastic thing we do during Halloween, where instead of egging, you corn people with corn. I know, it's very crazy.
What do you...
So, okay,
you cook the corn first?
Okay,
yeah,
so
is it in pieces?
Here's the logic behind it. Is, you know, when...
Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, so when you guys are, well, I'm like 14, 15, 16 years old, when actually Halloweening is actually getting kind of old for you, right? So you go up and you trick or
treat. When you say you, keep your face in front of
me. Yeah, please talk into the mic. I'm kidding. Go ahead. All right, corning.
Why am I here?
Do you boil the corn first? Does your mom boil the corn?
Do you want to listen to my story?
Is or just butter?
Yes. Ask
butter
questions? We've been really rude. And
you're 14, 15, 16.
Rude. The worst rude people I've ever rudely met.
What, us?
Yeah, yeah.
No, whoa.
Whoa.
Tommy, what do you think about that?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, right? I don't feel that way.
No, I'm saying.
Okay, so no. All right.
Skirt.
Sorry, you're 15 years old. You're 15, okay. And your buddies are like, "Hey, let's go corning."
So no,
and you're like, "Of course."
Steve, are you telling the story or me?
We're summing up.
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to promise
you. No, that was a good story.
I'm really into that.
No, let's talk about Steve.
Oh, I don't know what I just did.
No,
there's a microphone there.
No, go ahead, Steve. Let's talk about corning. What is corning?
What's corning?
No,
I'm asking you.
No, that was no question involved. You were talking about your story.
I was painting a picture.
How can you paint a picture if there's no picture?
No, and then I was asking you, what is this pic? Continue the picture. Make it into a motion picture.
I'm trying.
You're
painting it for me.
This is like so out of control.
There's
no hope of raining this
back. No.
We're off the rains tonight, guys.
No, we're keeping this.
We were never on the rains from the first episode.
No.
Off the rails.
Steve has the paint. He has the brush, and he's painting it right now, and he's asking me, what do you want me to paint? That's exactly what's happening right now.
That's exactly what's happening.
Were you the guy on Craigslist with the latex suit?
Yeah. That's why I agree.
What's corning?
That's why I agree with the man.
Dude, get to your point. What is corning? You say you're 15 years old.
No, ask Steve.
No, Alex, you said you're 15 currently, and you boil corn and you throw it at people, right?
You don't boil the corn.
Okay, well, that is how it's all about.
How do you get it off?
So... You're so go listen, ahead, go listen. Ahead.
All right.
So you're 15. Imagine you're 15.
No, I'm not. I'm 29.
Okay, now you're painting us the picture. So
yeah,
I'm
let me continue.
Nobody's interrupting you.
Putting
right
myself
now.
In that. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's close our eyes, Willie.
See yourself that you're 15 years old, right? You're going through puberty. It's happening, right?
And wow, it took a dark turn.
You are a crazy human being, and it comes Halloween, and you're like, you know, I am too mature and I'm too cool to go up to a neighbor to get candy, and it's too old for me to say trick or treat, right?
It's taking too long.
Do you want me to paint a picture?
Alex, go ahead. Nobody's interrupting. We were dead quiet.
I'm trying to make some happy mistakes here, Steve. Let me make some happy mistakes.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay. Alex, separate conversations.
Oh my gosh.
Continue. Continue. Go ahead.
We do look so much alike.
All right. Good. Continue.
Okay.
Alex, continue.
Continue.
Corny.
15 years old.
You're 15.
Continue.
You've got a sack full of corn and you're throwing at things. Go ahead.
We bowled it, right?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, man?
So, oh my gosh, guys.
Tommy, you all right? You trying to do a feedback loop?
I can't.
Trying to make a ground loop.
Oh, man.
Okay. So, anyway, you go up and everyone knows this person, right? They give you an apple, they give you a toothbrush, they give you a toothpaste.
Oh,
you get angry at that guy.
Okay.
And so what you have is you have a tube sock full of hard corn that you go through and that you grind into. So, okay. So back in, I was 15, back in.
Did you just have a
2000?
Stroke?
No,
you
back in 2000.
Back in olden times.
Did you mess with
back in 2000. No, back in 2000.
So you have a sack of corn that you I'm 15.
Okay, so there's a tube sock with corn in it, and you're 15.
It's the millennium has changed. It's taken him this long to say
that. So when you're 15, we had a tube sock, and then it's tied on your little loophole of your jeans, right?
Of course, as one does.
Yeah. And so when something like that happens, right, when someone gives you like an apple, you're very frustrated. Like, I want a Twix, right? Because that's everyone's favorite candy.
I'm so lost.
And then you
that's
once
what
they
our
give,
audience is like.
Once
right.
they give you an apple,
are you painting my picture for me?
You put your hand into the tube sock and you chuck the corn at the house. It makes a big, huge rattling noise.
It's devastating.
It is. Listen, yeah.
Imagine the cleanup.
The aggravation.
The chickens come out the next morning.
the aggravation.
Oh, yeah.
That
I'd be so
the neighbor
pissed.
Will give.
This is why everyone in Pittsburgh has a chicken.
There's a lot of chickens.
It's the Pittsburgh security system.
No. So.
Continue.
The neighbor comes out yelling in frustration, and you get to see his face in frustration, and you laugh. And you run away, and then...
Can I stop you right there?
No.
Can I stop
you
right there?
And then you do it again. Okay. And it's just
and you do
as
it
good.
Into their face?
You like, do it. No,
like
you
just, throw it at their eyes?
Okay, so I need to stop you, and we need to discuss...
The eyes are the groin of the face.
It's an old police trick.
But no, but before you continue, though, but anyone can Google. You Googled this before, and it's actually a verb in the dictionary.
Okay, but is this Google only it. Local to Pittsburgh?
It's locally to the United States.
No.
That has never been true in the history of stories ever.
It's true.
So here's the deal, man. That freaking sucks. Okay.
That's freaking awesome.
I mean, I'm looking at my phone right
and
now.
And I promise you, if you say what does corning mean, and it will say it will give you it will be a verb and be what Rich Googled this.
Five hotels in Corning, California.
Oh my gosh. You're
Corning.com.
You are not
Corning
Googling,
Incorporated.
You're not Googling this correctly.
Corning Inc.
Yeah,
from
I found Corning Inc.
I got Corning Inc. too.
Does Apple
sure
own
what
Corning?
What is Corning?
Corning Credit Union. Corning Ware from Bed Bath and Beyond.
What is Corning?
What is Corning?
Because
you have to.
Okay, so nothing on page one of
Corning Milford, Pennsylvania.
Okay, we're getting closer.
Wait. You say we're getting close
here we go.
To something like Wallingford?
Urban Dictionary. Corning, or corning, is simply the act
corning.
Of throwing kernels of corn at passing cars while you hide. Excuse me. Usually with a group of friends, somewhere out of sight but close to the road. Usually done on or around Halloween and is popular in southern Appalachia and rural parts of the country.
Hmm.
Now, here's the deal, man.
True.
Okay.
But
when there's hold on,
no.
when there is a prank that you're doing on somebody's house or a car,
yeah.
let's say
or
like
car,
when, you egg, a house, egg a car, TP, whatever, it's a pain in the butt to clean up, right?
Yeah.
So you have to go outside. Oh, I gotta take all the toilet paper down. I gotta you know scrub the walls of my house, get all this like dried up egg off, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd walk out. Sure. I'd be frustrated, right?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna be me coming out after somebody corned my house. Ready? Sure. Here we go. Oh, what was that? Okay.
Yeah.
That's all that did.
Yeah, I don't know who's coming out of your their houses yelling at you, but I'm pretty sure they're going to be in a mental hospital the next year.
There was two people.
Because people
there's two
are
people
going to be very mad at everything, man.
No, there's two people that came out of the houses with airsoft guns shooting at us.
Are you... You need to report those people to the police.
It was the best
thing
in the world.
They're a danger to your community.
That's the best thing in the world.
This isn't just like, ah, ha, ha. This is, but, this is like...
But no,
this isn't like, ah.
This is why this is a lot better than toilet paper and egging.
Okay, all right.
Sorry.
Settle down.
So this is why...
That was my Joker laugh.
That was very funny. So...
Okay,
but wait, do you understand?
You have hibernation sickness.
No, yeah. So
this is not a normal thing.
I'm going to say.
No, I'm going
to. Your thing you said last week, you're like fire and red was perfect.
Okay,
I just wanted to make sure you knew that. That's awesome. I love it.
So we're arguing with Alex right now.
I'm going to answer your question.
We're arguing with our guest.
I am going
because it requires it.
I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
So the difference between toilet papering, egging, and corning, right?
Yeah.
So when you are
in a tube sock.
You know, if you
the two sog is pretty classic. It's great, but
that word
when,
has never
when you're corning,
those words have never been spoken.
You see the aggravation live.
Okay.
You get to see it, but when you're corning or when you're egging or in toilet paper or something, you just imagine what they're suffering the next day.
Nothing.
Well, exactly.
That's
you never
part
see it.
Of,
the corny, you
of
see
the
it. You see it. No, you see it that day. That
why,
that as
why
soon
can't
as you're corny,
you
see them running out.
No.
Why can't you walk past the next day?
Also,
the aggravation.
Part of the
you have a mask
knowing.
On that night. Why would you feel bad like walking by seeing them clean up their toilet papered yard?
The next day?
Yeah.
Why are you still having the mask next day after Halloween?
No.
These are kernels.
That's
right?
What you're saying.
Yes.
No,
they're
I said mask
hard
the
kernels?
Night
not
before.
Cooked.
That's not.
So you don't
it's
know
the dumbest thing ever.
You don't do it the night before, Steve.
You know what that takes to clean? Okay, here's cleaning up egging your house.
That's like not as bad as
hours go by. Right? Yeah. Hours go by, I've scrubbed my house, it's all gone. Here is, I come out to my front step after somebody corned my house. Oh.
time to send the chickens out. That's it.
Guys,
okay,
can you imagine how frustrated
we're
you
going
were.
Backwards a second, because there was something very, very clued in on what Rich read off of the internet.
Ooh.
Southern Appalachia and rural parts of the country, literally the most sparse places.
Of the country.
And Southern Appalachia. Which
they
is
don't know
literally where you live, and that's it.
That's
it.
You know how big the country is? It's very big.
No one knows. No one here knows what you're talking about. No one.
I thought you were going to say nobody knows how big
of,
the country
is.
No one west of Wheeling, West Virginia knows what you're talking about.
I imagine there's some people listening who do feel...
I feel
for
like,
you.
Yeah, I feel like all the listeners. I feel like all the listeners are out there,
but
totally vibe with me
you,
and
no,
totally
you can't
understand
sit there and say this
I'm
is a global
about.
Thing.
And
we're
how,
going to have one
they,
person.
They,
your the, brother is going to be the
no,
one.
The people know
who writes the review that says I know what corny is.
The people
it's
out
really
there,
fun.
They so know true. How awesome and fun it is. And I thank you guys. And you guys know. How fun it is to actually corn someone. And you guys understand your childhood history that you guys went through and how much fun you guys had. So,
okay. Please continue. Continue.
Anyway, so that's corning. But I got a topic that I do want to talk about that I was just thinking about.
Wait, are we done? Are we done with corning?
I guess so, man.
You guys made fun of me.
That's okay.
I think we're
pretty good at making fun of me at this point.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a tit for tat
so
situation.
So this is my OG story. Can you guys guess what this is going to be? This is probably a story I've talked about a billion times. But Tommy doesn't know.
1 billion.
1 billion at least.
What is it?
About my stalker story.
You're going to bring up that whole thing.
Whoa.
It's going to be...
I mean, it is kind of interesting.
It is.
I
think it's very interesting.
Are we going to get serious?
I thought
now?
We were going to talk about hockey and football, but okay.
But, well, it's get serious, and then we'll talk about football
This is not
and,
serious,
and
though.
Hockey.
This is actually kind of funny
and hilarious. I thought
we were
going to talk about
like,
emotions
it is kind of
and
funny.
Stuff.
It is.
But, okay.
All right.
But, doesn't this involve death?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does it involve corning?
No.
Good. That's nice.
I just really... you can talk about it if you want. I just really want to interview Tommy.
No, sorry. Oh, my God.
But, so, but we can talk about this, I guess.
I like jazz. What can I say? If I haven't read it.
What made you like to like jazz? When did that come into being?
Alex, can you put your microphone in front of your face?
Yeah. Talk? Okay, so
there you go.
Okay. Hello, yes.
Just want to thank our listeners for tuning in this far into the podcast. We're grateful for each and every one of you. If you're still here.
I'm so intrigued how this is going to turn out. Anyway.
All right, so stalker story. What's this all about? All right,
you have a
stalker. Okay, I feel like that's a buzzword. Like, that's a big thing to claim. Right, yeah. Like, stalker.
And it's actually true. Question, is this Melissa?
Is this Melissa? No.
Yeah, are you dating them or are you related
to them? You guys know this story.
That was a joke. You passed. Passed.
Very funny, Steve. That was very funny.
Thank you. That's hilarious. Okay, continue. It's not Melissa. Continue your story.
Steve, that was so good. That made me laugh.
That was the joke.
I know.
Yeah. That was the joke that did not work.
I was looking to you for sympathy.
Oh, I was on your side.
I know.
I was. Yeah, all right.
Tell us.
All right. Well, I've told the story so many times, so I can make this pretty quick. So,
if necessary, use words.
I was going to draw it out for you. I was going to draw it out. Like,
do you need a whiteboard?
I can do a whiteboard if you guys want me to. Sure.
some wipes.
That is not the story I'm talking about right now. Oh, boy. So, okay, so I was 15. I was at a Christian camp, and...
M15.
M15, U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the United States.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Got it.
So, and I was doing trash. I was part of the maintenance team, and this girl would be...
Everybody's getting really comfortable. And
I do not like Rich right now.
Rich is covering his nose because it's getting cold.
No, this is really good. So okay, I promise you, this is really good.
We're listening, man.
So okay, so she was always in the kitchen, and I would empty the trash and be like, "Oh hey, what's up? How's it going?" And that's all the conversation that we had for 3 years.
What a love story.
For 3 years for during the summer, and so when I was 18, this is my last time I was going to be at the camp. And I'm gonna totally ignore you. And so she was like, "Hey."
Is that Jules?
And so
that's really Jules' hair.
That is very disgusting.
That's crazy. Wow.
Girls shed like dogs. Do you know that?
Sorry.
Did you just call my wife a dog?
Oh yeah. My gosh.
I'm calling my girlfriend a dog too. So.
You know, you're scoring so many points tonight.
So
our listeners love this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, so
folks are gonna eat this at home.
So spoonfuls. I was okay. This is when it starts getting juicy. When I was 18, she asked me. She was like, because at the end of camp, that's when my birthday is in August, and she was like, "Hey, can I give you something for your birthday?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And so she asked me for my
talk into the mic.
And so, when you say yes, sure, can you?
Yeah.
Go like this. Go like, yeah, sure. Like
that. Yeah, yeah, sure.
There you go.
One more
time,
practice.
Yeah, sure.
There we go.
Oh, that's right. So good.
Guys, I'm getting this. I'm getting this.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, so camp, you're getting ready to leave.
So,
birthday.
15.
Yeah. I was 18. Listen to the story. Okay. So she sent me a... I gave her my address, and she sent me a...
I just need to sit up
a stay!
I'm listening.
At least as long as one of us is engaged.
So Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy couldn't be more engaged right now, actually.
Yeah.
This
is actually really interesting.
He hasn't heard this.
So she sent me a birthday gift,
mm-hmm.
and she sent me a picture of her and me together. But the thing is we never took a picture together.
Photoshop.
So she took my Facebook picture, current one, and she took hers and Photoshopped our pictures together and said best friends forever.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then...
Bold move.
Yeah, very bold.
By a
very
cringy dame.
So then the next week, on a Friday, she
How
came...
How dost thou
she,
respond to such an inquiry?
I said thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the next week, on a Friday, she came to my house at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't text me. She didn't call me. She just showed up at my house.
How's she know where you live?
Because I sent her my address.
Okay.
After she said, "I wanted to stalk you."
Yeah, before that, yeah. And so she ended up talking to me for 3 hours that night. And since I'm the awesome guy that I am, I ended up talking to her for 3 hours.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah, it's true. So, Steve, is this your story or is this mine?
You need to pat yourself on the back. I didn't even know there was a story going on.
This is all new. Everything's so new.
He's painting a picture. Okay, he's painting.
You need to back off.
He's painting a Picasso. You just let it form itself.
I hate Picasso.
So this continues on. So she ended up going to she was a missionary and she went to the Philippines for 3 years. And I would talk to her maybe like once a month. She's like, "Hey, how's the United States?" I'm like, "Oh, good." You know. And yep. And so
just like that.
And this is and then so anyway, so then 2 years ago, I think it was about 2 years ago. And she said, "Hey, I'm coming back to Pittsburgh." And that's where mm-hmm. her parents live and that's where she lives. And she's like, "We should hang out." And I live in Philly where I'm at now. And Rich, you're such a
dude.
Idiot.
Keep going. I'm listening.
Yeah. And so, I hate you guys so much. Anyway, so then she was like, "Hey, we should hang out some weekend." And I really didn't know. I really didn't want to hang out with her because of the creepy things that were happening.
And I'm in her house for three hours, very sketchy things.
And so I just started coming up with all these excuses of I didn't want to come see her. And so I came up with every single excuse known to man. And I came up like, to the point where I was like, I had food poisoning and I couldn't see her that weekend. So anyway, so I finally ran out of excuses and
she's gonna know this is an excuse if she's still stalking you and listening to this podcast.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Well,
I think you just lost her.
Yeah, yeah. This is awkward. Yeah, but anyway, so hopefully she's not gonna listen to this. But so anyway, so what happened was
everybody should have closure.
We should have her as a guest when you're not right? here. She can be a co-host and he can be the guest.
Hey, what's her number?
That would be amazing.
Can I make this a story?
Can you imagine if that was like a surprise guest?
Alex will never come back when it's a surprise guest.
All right, Alex, continue. What were you going to say? I want to make the story really quick.
But I thought this is like
I'm just kidding. You gotta get to you.
I feel like this is super entertaining.
Yeah.
So
it actually is.
It is. It is super great.
I mean, so, if we were asking questions, maybe
that'd be cool.
Yeah.
So what happened next? There we go.
So, okay. So anyway, so I told her that I finally ran out of excuses to not see her on the weekend. So I told her, I was like, "Hey, we'll hang out this weekend." And I found out that my grandma passed away. And I was like, "Hey, my grandma passed away. I can't come to the funeral? I can't." Steve! Shut up!
That's what you say next. Okay, so, I guess so, not. What did you say instead?
You are the word plot. So anyway.
You try to speed him up and it actually takes longer. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, fine. We're gonna cut this whole segment out. All right.
No, we're not.
No,
go ahead.
No, cut this whole segment out.
We're all experimenting with our own different headphone.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find something that works for me.
Yeah. See. So we're using this time wisely while you tell a story.
It's not like we have any other topics we want to discuss.
No. Let's cut this whole segment out, and we'll talk about your questions.
Oh my!
Continue, dude. We got this far.
We cannot stop this story.
You cannot stop the story.
Go ahead.
Our listeners will be more
give fine. Us like the final 30 seconds of this thing.
All right, yeah, give me 30 seconds. I can end this up if
you have taken
anyway
more time talking about the story instead of actually saying the story.
I was doing perfect.
I'm getting like pretty emotionally drained too listening. Like I just feel like I'm running on empty in the words.
Yeah, the toxicity Jackson in the room Brown. Is like it's super creeping toxic.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah. Running on empty, running on.
So anyway, then I went to, now we're laughing. So now we went to I'm at my grandma's funeral and I didn't tell her anywhere where my grandma lived.
No.
And so I was at my grandma's funeral. I was talking to my cousin who I haven't seen in forever and my back was towards the door and someone came up behind me and tapped me on my shoulder and I turned around and it was her.
Whoa.
And I was like, "Hey," I was like, How did you find me?" And he's like, "Well, let me tell you. I figured your grandma shared the same last name as you did, right? So it was Gideon. And then I went into the obituaries and looked up everyone that had the last name of Gideon. And then I found someone, and then it was in Uniontown. And she was like, oh, and I saw in Uniontown, and it was Georgie Gideon. And so I figured that was your grandma. So then I searched up the address, and I found the address, and I Googled it. And I traveled 2.5 hours to come see you and surprise you. I'm like...
Now, this is where we say...
Yeah, what if that hadn't been the case, you know? what if it had been the wrong Gideon?
Yeah.
That'd been super awkward.
True. And so I ended up talking to her at my grandma's funeral for 3 hours. I wasn't talking to anyone else.
Oof.
And you're a sweetheart, man, because I would have been like, hey, listen, woman.
I am the best.
Get out of my face.
Or Rich, I'm the best. So, and anyway, so then she went back.
He's the best.
So
you heard
she,
him.
She, heard she, said that earlier. She went to, so like she that. Ended up going to the bathroom, and my aunt.
And you leave now, right?
No. So I'm talking to my.
You
I'm,
went to the bathroom.
I'm talking. And then so I was talking to my cousin again.
That seems more
and
realistic.
My aunt came up to me. She was like, hey, there's some girl that is out, that is in the bathroom having issues. I'm like, what issues? She's like, I don't know. And so I went into the bathroom. I was like. Hey, I knew it was her. I'm not gonna say her name, but and I was like, "Hey, you okay?" He's like, "Yeah." I didn't ask you her name. No. So she's like, "I have food poisoning." I'm like, "You have food poisoning?" I'm like, "Why? Why did you come down here if you have food poisoning?" She's like, "I don't know. I just really wanted to come see you." I'm like,
"No, you had food poisoning.
It was pity food poisoning because you had food poisoning the night before.
I think it was hibernation sickness.
Also could have been that.
Similar to being frozen in carbonite.
Being frozen in the carbonite.
Fast forward, she ended up leaving. And then, so I had to come up with another weekend. So she ended up saying that she has friends in Philly. So I was like, hey, I have friends in Philly. I'm going to go hang out with them. And then I'll just pass by and say hi to you.
Bad things happen in Philly.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's true.
Bad things happen in Philly.
All the time.
All the time. Again.
And so then, she ended up. So there's another Saturday, and she ended up texting me and saying that, hey, I'm at the Ambler train station, and which is like literally 10 minutes away from me. And she texted that to me about like when I realized because I was playing video games 5 hours ago, and so I texted her back. I'm like. Are you still at the Ambler train station? She was like, yeah, I'm waiting for you. I'm like, oh my gosh. She was waiting at the Ambler train station for 5 hours. So I ended up going to the train station to pick her up.
And she was dead.
This is when you drive like 4 hours the other direction.
Man,
this is the part where I'm so...
This keep getting better.
This is the part where I'm so wrong. And so...
No, this isn't the only part.
It all started when I was corny the house. This is when it all started.
This is exactly right.
And so then... So I ended up picking up. And then I had no food at my house, right? So I told her. I was like, I have no
food. Most guys don't.
I have no food. Exactly. I have no food at my house. And I was like, let's... I guess we're going to go out to eat. And
you took this woman out to eat.
Bam. Yeah. Yeah. So I took her out to eat. Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. And so I took
now
her
I'm
out.
I'm appalled the second time.
So I took her out.
He's literally whining and dining. This
what's
far.
The restaurant?
Yeah. We went to, what's that one that we went to?
McDonald's?
We went to Fireside.
Fireside.
You took her to a bar.
The Fireside Chat.
Yeah. Yeah. So
did she meet anyone at the bar?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
I met someone.
That's what I would do. You got to like set up a date, you know, where she maybe would meet somebody else.
Yeah.
So this is.
I did that with Jules actually.
Into
our
the
first
mic.
Date.
Into the mic.
And I had her meet me.
No, this is going to get worse. So.
Cluster, I see
right?
what you did there.
Yeah, man. It was
How
good.
Much worse?
So. Oh, boy. So.
Did you really do that?
No.
Okay.
That'd have been cool, though.
That would have been a.
So
yeah,
wait,
yeah,
you,
that's
you
like a rom com.
No, so this is how rumors get started.
Dude, no, that sounds like you a rom com story right there.
It
is,
you
isn't
did
it?
Not stalk yeah. Jules.
That's a good topic.
Rom coms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what you just described is not. I mean, it's like I think it's more of a horror movie than a rom com. Depending on like if there's some happy ending that we don't know about. Other than that, I feel like that's kind of a horror story.
There's more.
I don't know that we need to listen to more.
Oh, okay. So
next time he's on. He can continue it.
Next time you're on, which will be...
on the next episode of the podcast.
2025.
Part two of The Stalker for Alex.
Actually, we could do that.
Tune in next time.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah, we could.
No,
yeah.
We should. Yeah. We'll just tell them to go to your stream, and then you can...
I don't stream.
He doesn't stream.
He doesn't stream.
I do not stream.
Oh, yeah, he definitely doesn't.
Definitely doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, maybe we should just take a break here for a little bit.
Yeah, let's cut that whole part out and save it for later, I think.
Take a break?
Yeah.
Take a break? Take a break?
I do have to go to the bathroom.
I think we should probably take a break. <I do. laughs>
Okay.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, break.
Yeah.
We are recording.
We're back.
And we're back!
Yeah, so we heard some pretty weird stories about a stalker, about a guy in a latex suit looking for somebody to suck the air out of it.
I still can't believe he said that.
Oh man.
Wow.
But he said, "Don't worry, I have like a breathing hole."
Don't worry. I have a breathing hole. That's what we were worried about. Woo! Yeah.
So, but we continue. We interrupted.
I mean, those are pretty, those are pretty grotesque, kind of scary stories that, they're kind of horror stories. But what I'm interested in, as an emotional guy over here with my glasses on, and my love for jazz music is are stories of love and romance that kind of they tickle your heart in a way, so to speak.
The You've Got Mail of
the You've Got Mail of the movie
cinema movement
zeitgeist, if you will.
The zeitgeist,
I will.
I love being tickled.
Thank you. And here's the weird thing. We call these movies rom-coms. Mostly 16-year-old girls to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's an age limit.
There's not
for
an
that.
Age, but these are generally considered ladies' movies.
Generally,
sure.
Yeah.
Like 12 and going on 30.
I don't know if this is gender appropriation or whatever that, 13, I don't know what that 13, word 13, means. 13. But,
it sounded good.
it sounded really good. I'm a guy, I want to watch a rom-com.
Yeah.
And, do you feel that way too sometimes?
Yes.
Dude. Absolutely.
It's not like you're putting ads on Craigslist asking for people to come watch that rom-com with you.
And suck the air out of it while you're up.
Suck the air of your latex suit.
Actually, that's an attractive suit for girls. People like a rom-com. And if another guy likes a rom-com, a girl is super attracted by that. I was one of them.
Well, so okay.
You were the girl who was attracted.
Yeah, I was. I found the guy that of my dreams, and I realized
latex
that
suit.
That was
so there's one thing to say.
And I realized that he was one for me. Okay. No, but so I found my girlfriend online, and we ended up talking, and it was like one of the very first things I liked rom coms.
What movie?
All of them.
Okay, so Attack of the Clones is not a rom com.
Not a rom com.
It's very
it's
emotional.
So romantic.
It is very emotional.
He starts talking about that sand. Gets me all hot.
Sand. It gets
not
all
like
over.
It's
intoxicating.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home. Oh, Josh. All what's of the. His face?
And then the
all of the McConaughey films, basically.
And and then
All right.
Dallas
Buyers
Club.
The Notepad.
The Notebook.
The Notebook,
okay,
right.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Right,
notebook, right.
Hang on
I
a sec,
keep saying Notepad.
On. Because you said... So you watch these with your girlfriend.
I've watched them without my
Do you
girlfriend.
Watch them by yourself?
Okay, no, I watched them by myself. That was going to be my question is, have you watched them by yourself?
Yes.
Okay, now...
Guilty as charged.
In order to...
That is me.
In order to, like, be able to converse with girls? Or just because you wanted to? Because
I love the movies, Steve.
Okay.
You have
no,
a problem with that?
No, I don't.
I actually understand that. The Notebook... I bawl like a baby when I watch that movie.
Yeah,
I love crying.
It's super sad.
I love crying.
I don't know about that, but I
don't,
you know,
want to watch it by myself. There are other rom-coms that I will watch by myself.
Steve, let me ask you a question. So
The Notebook is not
Rich,
one of them.
No, so Rich is married. Fair. I'm in a relationship. And we both have watched
Are you going to ask me the same question I just asked you?
No,
are you
going to
tell a story about a stalker?
We have both watched The
Notebook. 15.
We have both watched The Notebook,
yes.
Right? And by ourselves.
Uh-huh.
I have
and
not.
You're, and you're still single.
I have not.
Oh, you're saying there's a pattern there.
There is a pattern. I think there's.
I have not watched The Notebook by myself.
No, I think.
Are you saying that The Notebook has magical powers to make sure people get matched with someone else?
I think rom-coms have magical powers if you're interested in it, and it's a good, very good conversation to have with a fellow human being that is a female.
Hey, we just skirted over something real quick there, though. You said they have magical powers.
They do. They do.
So I want to address that.
Yeah, let's address that.
Because that was skirted over.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit.
I feel like it's important, you know, because there's a you have a real issue with your being in touch with reality there, I think.
No,
and, I don't think so. So explain to me how they're...
Magic powers?
Magical.
Okay.
Well, a lot of people, the common criticism of rom-coms is that they're not in touch with reality.
By the way, how are you?
True. That is true.
I am doing really well. My laundry is piling up.
You didn't do any today.
Higher than my ego, yeah. And I didn't do any today.
How does that make you feel?
You know.
Wait, why did we go away from rom-coms?
I'm sorry. I just...
Yeah. We're just interested.
Are you having ADHD
Tommy and I
today?
Like to talk about how our days were.
This is...
Is that a big problem?
D-Pal and T-Pal.
I mean, in the middle of the podcast, it's a little bit of a problem.
This is
all...
Whatever.
This is ADHD at its funniest right now.
Me,
it's true.
Me pee-pee inside.
Inside?
Me pee-pee.
What does that mean?
Don't worry about it, dude. Listen to Alex. He was talking about rom-coms.
I know. A good time.
We were talking about the magical properties of rom-coms.
That's right. So that's where we were.
This was your question.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was your question.
Okay, so there's this like kind of...
Magical power about rom-coms. Mm. And it's a good kickoff starter on your first date. And honestly, it is.
First date, you have her over your house and you
watch a
rom-com.
Movie?
That's bold.
No. I like it. Okay, so my... No,
do you
so
randomly show up at her house?
No, when you have your first date, you go out...
Without asking her where she lives?
You go out with the girl at a restaurant, and you guys need a conversation starter. So I'm like... And then you start out like, hey, she's like, do you like rom-coms? I'm like, yeah, I like...
Yeah, I have feelings too, thanks.
Amazing.
Gosh.
I have a heart of stone.
And they flourish. They flourish off the knowledge that you... have watched these movies.
You have a soft heart. That's
and
what
you have, exactly. You have a soft heart.
If you're
and,
gentle and makes, enough to watch and, that movie, and, maybe and you'll since, have a soft heart towards yeah, them.
And
maybe you like
Steve,
this caring.
And since Steve does not watch these movies, he doesn't have a
he
soft
does,
heart.
He does, though.
Wow.
I can actually
and
test
that's
well.
Why,
he just,
and,
told,
and
he
that's,
just blanketed and that's, all rom-coms and, on me because I'm single?
Yeah. And that's why Steve's still single. So maybe you should start out watching some rom-coms by yourself. And you will get a girlfriend.
That's what it is.
It is.
That's
a proof formula. Alex, you're
exactly how it is, Steve.
Coming from someone who's been stalked, I don't know that I could take much better advice than
I've
the
had
one,
a girlfriend.
Yeah, because you wine and dine your stalkers, bro.
I've had a but I've had a girlfriend for 2 years. I think that's
wonderful. I'm glad. I'm happy.
Does she know that she's your girlfriend?
She doesn't know yet. And that's always the question for guys. I feel surprised. Like that, you know, really, yeah.
Yeah.
Do we really know if we're in a relationship, though, or married?
Yes, I do.
Sure. For those on the audio medium, just looked at his
really
wedding
liked,
ring.
Yes.
I really liked Rich's idea of kind of, you know, asking somebody on a date to set somebody else up, but you show up to the date. I feel like that's bold.
That's like an Always Sunny thing.
That
right
is
there.
Like a, I feel like OG bold.
Yeah.
That's
like
the end of a rom-com, right?
Power
that,
move.
That is a rom-com.
But it's also this like sweet and surprising. It's a rom-com.
Perfect
thing.
Balance of the
Isn't
two,
that
right?
Hitch?
Yeah.
Isn't that literally Hitch?
I don't think so.
No. It's been a long time
that's
since I've seen
movie,
Hitch.
That's
a good movie. It is a good movie. Signs?
Will Smith, man.
Starring Mel Gibson. Signs.
Remember that time we...
iRobot.
Is that a rom-com?
That's a great movie. I love
iRobot for Will Smith, the best movie he did.
Well, we're going a little bit sideways here.
So, So, Steve, so at the end of the topic is probably you should watch these rom-coms and then you'll
rom-coms.
Be able to...
The 0.5 rom-coms that I've watched in my life. No, listen, I watched My Fair Ladies on Netflix now.
Great movie.
Really?
That is a great movie.
Never seen it.
Did not... end the way I remember it.
Oh yeah, it's not a great end.
No, so I had to look it up, like, because there are people that know more about the theater than I do. I know, surprise, surprise.
That's crazy.
I like me some Pride and some Prejudice.
Why did you have to look?
It's good.
Six-hour version?
Why did you have to
look?
No, well, because
look it up.
The end of the Colin movie, she just kind of, you know, they have this conversation where she's like, she storms out on Henry Higgins.
And spoiler she's alert like, if anybody hasn't seen Life for Me.
I don't need you anymore, right? And what the guy was breaking down was it was more of this like, I don't need you as a teacher anymore.
Yes.
And then when she came back at the end.
She needs him now.
Yeah, when she came back at the end,
she's
he's
like,
listening to her on the record player.
Yeah.
And that was her sign of seeing that
he wanted
her. He still wanted her.
He wanted her.
In his life. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, both are true, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. He wanted her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craigslist.
He wanted her to fetch the slippers.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Anyways, so
when you guys aren't watching rom-coms, what's... You guys been in any shows recently?
Oh, yeah, man.
What?
Dude, Star Trek.
I mean, you do like Star Trek more than Star Wars, don't you?
Because it's better than Star Wars. And you know why that is?
Hang on.
Because the majority of our movies are awesome, and the majority of Star Wars movies...
Hang on.
Freaking suck, man.
Listen, this is one thing we didn't talk about beforehand, is that Alex and I have worked our way through Star Trek Voyager.
Great show.
Literally just recently.
Great show.
It was so much fun.
I know, it's an awesome show.
I didn't remember a single lick of it, you know, when I was watching the reruns, you know, 11:30.
I've never watched Star Trek until Voyager.
Yeah. Great show. It was a great spin-off show for the Next Generation.
You know,
it was
the characters and it was the actors.
The acting's great.
I loved
it. It was the romance.
Great.
Are you sure it wasn't the romance?
Seven of Nine, it was so sexy.
Oh, yeah but man. I had a huge crush.
Okay. But then
the Borg,
they fix her up with Chakotay at the end.
Yeah.
In the last half of the season, of the last season, it is the weirdest thing.
That wasn't good.
The whole series long.
That wasn't good.
I was like, Rich never watched it.
I watched Voyager.
Oh, you have watched?
I've watched Voyager.
Oh, really? He's a
long time ago. But yes, I was a kid when I watched it. But
I was going to say, I was watching reruns in high school.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
But you're just going to let him fart on Star Wars and
so back to Star Wars.
Okay, so here we go, guys.
Okay, so is Star Wars really better than Star Trek, Mr. Steve?
Well, no, that's not necessarily you have some good movies. We have some good movies.
Who's we?
Right?
Dude, I will say every other Star Trek movie is great, which I think more of them are, but I'll say every other one is great, right? Star Wars has debatably three good movies, man.
Mm. I would say four.
Name the four, please, out loud with words.
Rogue One and the original three.
Amen. Yes, but
OG
Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
or Return of the Jedi is like kind of. It's definitely the weakest of.
Listen, I loved Return of the Jedi was my first full Star Wars film because my friends were idiots
when you were a kid. And then you grew up and you're like, oh
yeah, I'm sorry, Tim and John. But then we were all idiots because we were 10 years old and we had to skip the Return of the Jedi.
I do love the first one more than most people do.
The
Star Wars,
like A New Hope,
no,
or
Star Wars
Episode
One,
The Phantom Menace.
Episode One, yeah, because I think that was.
Did you like Jar Jar?
That was a good Jar Jar. Thanks.
Tommy is the
best lightsaber battles in that movie.
Lightsaber battles in Episode One.
Oh, they're great,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. That's why I watched the whole movie to watch the Darth Maul fight.
That's the one.
To the crash up?
That's so good.
That is really good. John Williams.
Looks like Roger Arrows having engine trouble.
Yeah, but Duel of the Fates.
Oh yeah,
that was incredible.
My school band played
still
that.
Still used in I was in all that kinds of all kinds of other media.
Yeah, it
that
is.
Star Wars puts out.
Sure.
Yeah, and it comes from. It comes from a movie that's probably like in the middle of all the movies.
Yeah,
like
I will say though,
good wise.
What will you say?
I'm going to say this.
Okay,
please say it. Something.
Say it, please, Rich.
That
say it.
Say it. Say it. That the new Star Wars movies suck.
Yes. Amen.
True.
Because they don't They're not for real Star Wars fans, yeah. But The Mandalorian is the greatest Star Wars Mando, thing I have ever seen.
Mando is really, really good.
So good.
Absolutely, amen.
So one thing, you know, you guys have all seen the end of Mando?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they did some kind of weird additive CGI
for Luke.
For Luke. This other company... that's out in San Francisco tried to do it where they did AI on top of it using Luke's face from Return of the Jedi, putting it on top of someone else, another different actor, and actually looks really good.
Like instead of that,
I heard some of the deepfakes on YouTube are better than the actual.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. So I don't know. That's one thing I'm kind of hoping Disney is like, let's invest a little bit more in the technology part. Yeah. Let's get people in the door who know how to do CGI designing. Sure. That's in the 21st and a half century.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But to actually, to the end part is the whole entire episode and season was phenomenal. But the last part just gave me chills.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't even expect Luke would ever be part of this episode or the whole entire season. But as soon as I saw the X-Men, I'm like, this cannot be Luke. Oh, yeah. And then this is how Jedi should be. He just lit everyone up all the way up to that part. And
Luke's a boss, man.
Yeah, that's how they should be. And I don't think they really represented that at any of the Star Wars movies at all.
Yeah, any of the other three. That's true.
I will say,
that's
I think is it Force Awakens is the first sequel?
Yeah.
It wasn't a great movie, no. But I didn't think it was a horrible movie. And I thought that there was like, at least like, could you go somewhere from there? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you were correct.
Did you go anywhere from there? No.
No. You know when that movie was, movie was great until... You know, I remember getting so excited when, you know, you see Kylo Ren come out. I'm like, oh, this guy's awesome. They had the whole sequence before that with the stormtroopers and the lander, and you see their helmets. So I'm like, this is sick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Poe shoots the blaster at him and he stops it in midair. I'm like, yo, this is going to be awesome.
Yep.
And then they bring Poe Dameron over to him, and they're like, this is going to be great. And then Poe Dameron freaking says, who's going to talk first, me or you? That was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah,
that scene was so good, and then he had to open his stupid mouth and say that dumb line, and now the whole thing is ruined. Like the whole scene
really
is just
set
ruined.
The wrong tone. It set the wrong tone from the beginning.
It's so annoying.
I mean, especially when there were definitely parts that were later that were funnier than that.
Yeah,
right.
Where it was like you didn't need you could set the comedic tone later, especially when you have a very serious
the
worst.
And I think it's the same as it's what we were talking about last week about Marvel stuff, how like Marvel has this whole self-aware humor thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Star Wars has humor, but it's not the same as Marvel. It's like Star Wars doesn't make fun of the universe in the movie. Like,
true.
It needs to be believable or else the whole thing's stupid.
Exactly. Yep. The space opera is about it being about the world. It's not. It's dramatization of the world. It's not about the world like baked in like we talked about.
The worst, baked in reality. It's not supposed to be like reality.
The worst one was when Luke drank the milk of that animal. Whatever it was.
Scene I talked about.
That's like something you said last week.
That is the worst humor I've ever seen.
That's
in
something like you'd
life.
See on Craigslist, like on one of those pages. Like,
I'm looking for somebody to pull across the island and drink milk out of a green alien's tip.
That's what I want.
If you can fulfill my wildest dreams,
we'll
then
pay.
You're the right one for me.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, man.
But the Mandalorian, dude, it's just they. You know what? Something I love about it is that, like, the movies had so much source material from the books, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they had the whole Thrawn thing they could have gone into, and I thought they would go into, and they didn't. Mm. And then the Mandalorian just... my favorite part of the Mandalorian, the last episode's great. My favorite part, though, was when... What's the girl Jedi with the...
With the white lightsaber?
Oh, Ahsoka.
Rachel.
Yeah.
When Rachel. Rachel.
Gretchen.
Yes. When she says, where is he? And then she's like, where is Grand Admiral Thrawn? I was like,
yes. The world building.
No, it's great.
They're using the platform that they've established in season one to start world building in this season.
Yep.
and it's phenomenal. Yep. Like it is exactly what you like.
Sure,
Dave Filoni.
Dave Filoni is a nerd, and we need a nerd running the show.
And John Favreau, he's a fan, you know, and that's what you need.
Well, there's collaboration, and I think they understand the world that is enamoring fans or was enamoring fans in the old trilogy. And they're trying to replicate that now.
And they're doing a good job with the Mandalorian.
They're doing a really good job.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. How about that Ben Kenobi show is going to...
Oh, I'm so excited for
that. No Jar Jar.
Next year. I think they start shooting like this month.
Yeah. Actually, I think they already started shooting. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Hayden Christensen's coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He was really...
I haven't heard that name in a...
Did you know when he was acting the all the episodes is that he refrains so hard from him not laughing? Like you can see covering his mouth. Like when Anakin killed all the younglings and he had to tell that to Leia, he was like Padme. He was like, Anakin killed all the younglings. And then you know how he covered his mouth? He covered his mouth because he was laughing. Ewan? No, I was talking about Obi-Wan when he was
Obi-Wan. Ewan McGregor. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had to cover his mouth because he was laughing.
Yeah,
because that's hilarious.
Because I had to rewatch it again.
There are some deleted scenes of that, or takes of that where he breaks
out laughing.
Yeah. You know what's really funny? Mm-hmm. Kind of on topic. He has a younger brother who is in the Royal Air Force. And his nickname is Obi-2.
Yes.
Is it?
That's his call sign.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, it's on the side of his plane.
His uncle is...
Obi-2!
His uncle is the actor that played Wedge in A New Hope. Wedge Antilles, he's the one of the pilots. He has to drop out of the trench. Do you remember the trench scene?
Nerd. We don't remember that. He sucks.
Imagine watching Star Wars and talking about it.
You just gave him some of his own medicine there. You stared at him.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You like that?
What a nerd. You were looking to do that this entire episode. I know you were.
Steve does this thing, ladies and gentlemen. When somebody has an idea that doesn't meet his requirements for it being a good idea, he just goes like this. He goes like...
It's not a good idea at first because I haven't thought about all of the ways that it makes sense.
You know,
there are a lot of different angles for different things in life, and you have to make sure you observe all of them, right?
This podcast is sponsored by Sharper Image.
You guys, Tier 1 Imports. You guys know when Steve's super upset, when he's super quiet and you never heard a peep from him for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, wow, Steve's
it's
very
what happens
very
in
upset.
Our Rocket League games.
It's true.
It is true. He does start to get this look on his face when he's pissed. He's playing it. He's like, he goes like... Like, he has a smile on his face. His face is trying to convince his body that
like
he's
the
happy.
Joker. Yeah.
But his eyes are not. Like, he's just like...
It's usually what happens when I
this is
outscore
where the fun
Steve
begins.
All the time.
Okay. All right, let's not get carried away.
So.
Oh, man, you guys. I like hanging out with
you
guys.
Steve.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is
all right,
we got to thank our listeners.
No, we didn't even.
No,
yeah,
let's not thank our listeners.
Screw
let's
that.
Let's not thank them.
No, we're gonna need to do a lot of thanking for them. But no, we have a segment of current events that we do every week.
We do.
We had Andrew bring us some really interesting current events 2 weeks ago.
Yes,
or last week technically. Yeah. Alex, do you have any current events that you would like to share with the group?
I do not. I think
the one piece of homework.
Well, I mean, the only piece of current events that I do love and enjoy is that how much the Penguins are winning. And so how come the Flyers
are you talking
are,
about the
no,
south
no
the Antarctic
Steve is trying to change the subject
the
because
Antarctican
of how salty
penguins?
Yeah, as they're going on
how
winning.
Salty
I think
the
you're
the Flyers
Arctican
no the Flyers
Antarctic
yeah well no because you know all of our listeners know who the Penguins are.
Yeah, how amazing they are, how they're third in the division.
I know they have such great flippers.
How the Flyers doing in their division?
Who are the Flyers?
They're sucking the biggest.
Do you realize
the biggest
hole
out of a latex suit on a man's body?
Do you realize
exactly.
everyone outside
yes.
of Pennsylvania has no idea what you're talking about right now?
Everyone does. Everyone knows. Everyone looks into.
You
want to
help me?
Everyone the
you
Flyers
give me some
know.
Help?
I'm checked out from him, man.
Okay.
See,
you hear about that guy who was climbing? He got halfway up Trump Tower in New York, and he was climbing it with suction cups. He had two suction cups on his knees and two on his
head. That hurt. Wasn't that like a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
but it's amazing. Current events in my
mind. It's current.
I just think that guy's awesome and he's on to something.
I do remember that.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
He's on to something.
That's amazing.
We should all strive to be a suction cup guy.
Keep talking about your flightless bird team. Good.
But it's just really surprising of how. Steve, am I talking? Or are
would you like
talking?
To tell people what you're talking about?
So this is the part of the show where Andrew did this last week.
Yeah.
And he brought current events.
Actual current events.
Yeah. And then we talked about it. Yeah. So, Alex,
thank you. Yeah, no Rich. Problem. Yep. Thanks for giving me this platform to talk, speak my mind about the current.
You just reset on me? Are you freaking kidding me?
No, no.
Yo, so, okay. You want to tell people what you're talking about, please?
The flower. we're talking about hockey, right? We're talking about hockey.
Hey. I don't know, are you?
Yeah. So this is the part of the show.
Finally, we found out what we're talking about.
This is the part of the show, right? Where Andrew last
comes on, sings a silly song.
This is a show?
And he brought current events with him.
Yeah.
And they're kind of obscure and really funny, right? Remember that?
You're not resetting me twice.
So
I'm not cutting around
Alex,
this.
Alex, go ahead. We weren't supposed to be cut. I was just teasing. Yeah. So
You guys remember?
Okay, we're talking about hockey.
You guys remember how
the Flyers play in Philadelphia?
The Flyers were kind of good
Penguins
last year,
and everyone
was talking about how good the Flyers were and how good Hart was as a goalie last year. And he's like, "Oh, he's the phenomenal, the best rookie goalie we've ever seen in a whole entire life." And then this year, he sucks so much, and the Flyers suck the biggest. I've ever seen whatever Tommy said.
Insert latex suit here.
We
have zero F's to give. Literally,
the biggest latex suit I've ever seen. And no one. I'll listen to the Phillies sports radio show, and they don't even want to talk about the Flyers at all.
To be fair. WIP does not talk about the Flyers even though they're doing good because they don't care about hockey.
Nobody cares about hockey. That's the thing. You are correct. They ended up talking about it because how good they were last year, and they don't even want to talk about it. But like, let's talk about the Flyers.
When
the Flyers were good because that was a long time
when
ago.
When you heard this on the sports radio,
of when they were good last year, obviously, and then this year. I've listened to every single day.
Sports radio this year?
Yeah, I listen all the time. They don't even want to talk about it because how bad they are.
The omission is now bad, speaking
Steve.
To how bad they are. Omission of not talking about
how bad.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with how Steve doesn't talk about the Flyers anymore. I bet you.
Do you think girls like guys who listen to sports radio?
I think they do.
By themselves?
Yo, put that in your internet dating profile, please.
Not you.
Me?
You already have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm already taken, Steve.
I was telling Tommy.
I bet you if you put in that you've watched The Notepad and how much you love it.
Notebook.
You.
Oh, what's that movie? Three Ring Binder? Oh, wait. No, Legal Pad.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. The notepad.
Yep.
Oh, my.
That's an interesting thing, though. Like, I've listened to some sports radio. I mean, you know, I don't really care about hockey, but...
Of course you won't, because they're horrible around there, right?
Oh, that's up for debate.
Yeah, sure.
I don't really care about your Sidney Crosby, so... I never heard a woman call into sports radio to comment on anything before.
I have actually.
I have,
really? But I listen to it a lot, though.
What was that experience like for you?
I've heard it like at least two. There's two girls that had called into the radio station.
Hold on a second. Tommy asked me a question. I'm sorry, Tommy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It was pleasant.
Can you imagine getting interrupted in a story that you're telling?
Just say sorry.
Yeah, everybody apologize.
No, I'm not apologizing.
If you're listening to this podcast, say sorry.
I'm saying sorry.
Sorry.
I'm saying sorry to the listeners for having to listen to this. No, wait. What you're saying you have heard women call into sports radio.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
Okay.
And I asked him what that experience was like.
I have not.
It makes me feel good. It makes me realize, like, hey, I'm not alone.
Mm.
What does that mean? Explain yourself.
You mean Jules isn't alone?
No, no.
You're not alone?
As a male type humanoid, I don't feel alone in my gender loving sports. I'm like, women love sports too.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I see. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're not like...
Because there's stereotypes, right?
We're not
women not liking sports. And it's like, well, my wife played rugby.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Another rugby plug for my wife again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't pigeonhole me. My gender into so, saying I'm not you're just I'm not a your sports pigeon. Gender.
Are you saying so you're saying that you want more girls to be more into the sports and so you have more in common
I don't think you're making a desire for all females at large.
Oh, females at large?
I think all humans.
Yeah, all females need to love sports. And that's the end of my story.
Isn't it all humans?
That's where I was coming from.
All humans.
Yeah.
Don't get all progressive on me, sir.
Anyways.
Well, that's some good current events, Alex.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex.
That's what's currently eventing in this
planet.
Thanks so much
about telling us, you know.
I just wanted to bring you guys
sports
up.
Radio.
I just wanted guys like no. I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed since no one talks about it.
Yeah.
And well, that's the reason no one talks about
no
it.
You give us literally no background when talking about the names of the teams, but you know.
Yeah. I just assume when I say Flyers, everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Well, you probably shouldn't because you know you make an ass out of you and me.
And it's about
you guys like this song?
I love this song.
Hang on, we don't have the rights to that.
Yeah, I was like,
we don't have the rights.
You can listen to a certain amount.
You guys should have seen Tommy's face when
I said
that.
You can actually play a short amount before.
Do you think that was too long?
It's like 10-15 seconds.
That was
hilarious.
Talk for a little bit about
if
that was too long.
Your face changes and you're like, oh, shoot. Oh, I got to take it down.
I'm a rule follower. What can I say?
Well, friends.
That was awesome.
They say it's 10 seconds, but people have gotten banned for less than that.
Well, banned on your Twitch stream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, friends, I think that is about that time.
Yeah, we need to wrap this up.
Yeah, we need to get the heck out of here.
Yeah, we do.
But I loved having the podcast time with the pals.
Yeah.
You know? And I, Alex, it was great having you on the show. Dude.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Dirty Al.
Happen again. And I think.
May never happen again.
Dirty Al.
No. I didn't say that.
Oh, you didn't say that? Oh, okay.
No. But Alex, thank you so much for being on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for
We look forward to next time when you can continue the story of how you were stalked.
Part two.
Because our listeners, I can hear them.
Yes.
They are
absolutely
just want it.
They're
so
ready
bad.
To vomit because they're just sitting on the edge.
I just need to know.
And if you guys want to hear the rest of the story, make sure you guys like and subscribe. I don't know if
that sounds good.
Yeah,
like and subscribe.
That was pretty good, dude.
Like
yes,
and subscribe.
In all seriousness, please. Like,
send us checks.
Subscribe, share, send us your
checks,
money.
Made
please.
Out to cash.
Yes. Please. Please
USA
do it.
USA.com.
Because, but yes, please like, share, subscribe, and also please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and on YouTube as well. We would really appreciate it. Not that you can review us on YouTube, but like us, and we will keep this thing going. And we just love doing it, guys. I love doing this.
Yeah,
thanks.
I love it.
You know? And let's go and vote and see who's the best guest. Make sure you guys vote.
That will actually be a thing.
Yeah,
it is.
We're gonna have to put a poll up here.
So
soon.
make sure you guys go ahead and.
We'll need to do a rolling poll.
Make sure you guys vote for Alex Gideon. Make sure you guys don't forget the name Alex Gideon. The best.
No
guest
one will forget
out
that
there.
Name
and if you're
ever.
Fans of the show, don't vote for Alex.
Yes.
Meaning,
if you see Alex on the street, do not faint. He is an approachable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Extremely. Actually, too approachable because you can stalk him and he will wine and dine you.
I actually want to approach this guy.
If you stalk me, I will take you out to dinner. I will.
That's all I got. All
right. Good night.
Good night, folks.
All right.
Thanks so much for listening to the How's This Good for Anybody podcast. We certainly hope it brought you laughter, joy, and sadness.
And thank you to our guest, Alex Gideon.
Please be sure to like, share, and subscribe to us on all of our social media platforms. If you're not sure if we're on it, just search us. That's HTG4A or at How's This Good for Anybody podcast. See you next week.